Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1440. We're learning today. Lulu Nishmas Moshe Dave. Remember, Baron Zisa, Lulu Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe, and Lurafur Shalema Yeshaya Yaakov Ben Rezel, and Lurafur Shalema Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to the Alachas of Achana Lechail. Okay, so another interesting question. A person has a playroom, right? And it's not. The playroom is not where people walk through. You know, in other words, if somebody has a playroom and it's people have to constantly pass through, so and the toys are all over, so you have to clean up. I mean, a way in a time and place in a way that it's not borer. Borer meaning that all the toys are mixed up and you have to start separating. That is also to do. That's one of the lamates malachas. But case in time, somebody mentioned to me also a reference to sometimes you sweep the toys to the side, which is a good thing to do. People have to walk, right? But let's say somebody has a playroom, and it's a playroom. It's exactly that. It's off to the side, a playroom that's kids go play, and then it's closed. So the question is now they want to clean the playroom. Be masada the playroom. No questions about it. Things are spread out. That's not the issue. But what and when should they do with the playroom? Okay, so he brings down the Sefer Eitzer Alachas in Simin Shin Chav Gimel, Ois Mem Gimel, and he says, "Lemaisa that a room that the children are playing over there, and they have games, they have toys, and everything is on the floor, right? Kol Shelo Yishtamshu." And they're finished. Let's say they're done. It's 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, it's just 6 o'clock, whatever. That some friends came over and they're going home, whatever. Going cheder miuchad, and that this is a specific room for children to play, right? It's not. It's the playroom. What they call the playroom. It's not a place where people are going to come and each other's sudas or something like that. So he says, Taka, yeah, so then it's also like biyachafetim lalnicha memukaimam. So you can start cleaning up the playroom, right? You want to be masada the playroom. You can't just start cleaning up the playroom. Avul im yishtamshu bayoid, then it will be okay. So let's say, good. So the kids, their friends came and they said stay there 2 hours and they played the games and everything. Fine. And then they're going home. The kids are, the friends are going home. But 1 second, in a half hour, they have other friends coming. And the other friends are coming. So Vavachi Zelma Yisur Abaru Muksa, right? But as long as you don't have Yisurim of Muksa, a lot of times with these games and toys, whatever, there's problems of Muksa, of Barer, for sure you're going to have, many times you have problems if it's in close proximity and you have mixtures. You know, that's we've spoken about that way back when, as far as the Isra Barer, you have a mixture of toys and you start separating, you're dealing with one of the Lamites Malachas of Barer. It's very easily, one could be over. It's a very easy thing. And in Barer, most of the Shilas are Dioraisa, mostly Minatora. You barely have the Rabbonans. So one has to be extremely careful. But assuming that everything is widespread, far apart, and the person wants to be a little bit masader, you know, put back the games or whatever, and nothing is really mixed up, and there won't be any issues of muksa barer, because why are you putting it back? Because we have other friends coming. Those friends might want to play with some other games or something along those lines. Okay, so then that will be okay. That's what he says. Avalim yishtamshu bay oid is mutter. Right? As long as you don't have the iser of muksa or barer, but it's just a question of hachana. So then it would be okay. Right. So the same thing would fall if somebody wants to be masada a room or whatever the case might be. So just to keep in mind, I have the game room. It's a question of will you still be needing it? Will you not be needing it? Are there other kids coming or whatever the case might be? Again, all these things when it comes to it's you don't have the issue straight out like muksa bar or whatever. It's a question of achana. You look, get a look at the time. You look at how close it is to the end of Shabbos. You look at what's going to be done, right? And we've discussed all that. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Now, it could be if a person, you know, people will be going in and out, even the kids won't be playing. But whatever, it's like we said, it's a room whereby people possibly pass, they'll go in. So then, okay, so then that could also be another reason, just like you have when making the beds, right? We spoke about in the past making the beds. If a person's just finishing, closing up the room, they got up and they're done. They don't sleep in there, it's over. So you can't just go ahead and make beds. But if it's people, you'll be coming in and out of the room, so it's covered Shabbos, I can't leave the place a mess, so then you can make the beds, right? So we've spoken about in the past. So that's important. It sort of like goes along the same concept. Okay, one more quick thing he talks about the Sefer HaLachas, which we discussed in the past also. If somebody has, let's say, they have the carriage outside, let's say, especially in the country, it comes up a lot, or in warmer weather, to have the carriage outside or to have stuff, you know, it's Shabbos, not items that are muksa, a crib, a carriage, playpen, something along those lines, or even clothing, whatever the case is, not in case of time whereby it was muksa or they're washed before Yom Tov, that's not the issue. They left coats, jacket, not coats, it's warm outside, the sweater, whatever the case might be. So they want to bring in the stuff in from the yard. There's no questions of carrying. There's an air or whatever. So why do you want to bring it in? You want to just, you know, like this, you don't have to start schlepping stuff inside at night, you know, after Shabbos. And I'm not going to, we're dealing with a case in time, Ein Tzarich Lehem B'Shabbos. Nobody, you're not going to be needing it on Shabbos. The carriage, you're done. The baby carriage or whatever, the kid went to sleep or whatever the case might be. But why you want to bring it in? Because the problem is, it might start raining. It's getting cloudy or something along those lines. So then he says, obviously we've spoken about in the past, that would be no problem. Even though items it might be a little bit of a tircha, like a carriage, schlep it in or whatever, if there's a chashash of hefsid, right, I can't leave it outside. It's getting starting to get cloudy. I think it might be raining before the end of Shabbos, right? The sweater, the clothing, whatever the case might be. Well, I left my hats, a couple of hats outside. You know, all these different type of things, whereby a case in time, I don't need it anymore on Shabbos. So normally, what would I do after Shabbos? I go out and clean up the backyard, right? Whatever. I bring in the carriage, I bring in the sweaters, I bring in the this, that, whatever the case is. But now it's getting cloudy. It looks like it's going to rain. So then he says, no problem. So one would be allowed to bring it in from the yard. I'm saying backyard. It could be any yard. As long as there's no questions of carrying, obviously, you would be allowed to bring it in. Even though, again, the point being over here, even though one knows for sure it's nothing that I need till after Shabbos, and under normal circumstances, if it would be a nice clear day, I would be going out after Shabbos and bring the stuff in, and that's it. But now, so why am I doing it now? I'm not doing it to save time. I'm doing it to protect the carriage. I'm doing it to protect the clothing. It looks like it's going to start pouring any minute, so that would all be fine. Again, but like we always say, not to say it out. Don't start saying with your mouth, yeah, well, I'm doing it badafka for Matzah Shabbos. I'm doing it for now. It shouldn't get ruined. Okay, so that's that. We also spoke about last time, case in time, somebody thinks that something might get stolen, something might get broken, and so on. The same thing applies. Thank you for listening. Aslacha Baruch Hu Kol Tov.